Quiet your mind and heart and simply be still. See yourself enveloped in the pure white radiance of heaven's grace, with a crystal stairway to heaven, visualizing many angels descending that stairway to be with us. See them standing in a circle of fire around us, and blazing forth light rays of sacred fire to envelop us in their radiance. As we are ensconced and surrounded by this cosmic energy, see streams of light pouring forth from your heart to anyone and everyone who needs healing love. See these as glorious rivers of fire, pouring forth across the earth and engulfing not only individuals, but homes and entire villages and nations. Hold this visualization, maintaining its intensity and yet the gentleness of the light within your mind's eye. Each soul is raised in consciousness. All burdens are melting away so that all peoples are happy, healthy, and enlivened in radiant joy. Multitudes of angels surround each person, place, condition upon earth, and all is light, light, light. The entire planetary body is now full of God's light. Wars have ceased. Fighting is no more. A golden age civilization and culture of harmony, brotherhood, and peace exists upon earth. The ascended masters walk and talk with us, and we have attained to levels of cosmic consciousness such that we can instantly communicate with them, heart to heart. The entire earth is shining, and from far-off worlds, other evolutions see the change upon this earth. Cultures communicate. People travel widely and honor that which is within all cultures and peoples. Children are respected as the next generation who will bring to the earth great light. There is no crime, no decadence, no inharmony. For we have allowed the kingdom of God to be upon earth. We know each soul and their attainment because of the shining light of the aura, which we all see, and those with the greatest attainment because of their humility, are self-chosen as the leaders and teachers because of their great understanding, their realization of God within them. Those of lesser attainment are not shunned, but assisted and aided in all ways possible. Truth is known throughout the land. The higher truth of union with God. The golden age civilization that we see all around us is one of harmony and beauty, with the variegated colors of nature's glory everywhere. The cities are no longer concrete havens, but there is the gentle manifestation of nature everywhere for us to behold. We live in crystal homes of light. True love is shared in every household, families respect each other in holiness, and all mankind is part of our extended family, where all are welcomed unto our homes. From wherever they come from, they are nourished, honored, respected. A true utopia of the spirit abides here. For we have made it so by our intention, by our heart's love. Compassion is the order of the day. True education is ongoing, and all seek higher wisdom and attend classes and schools and all courses, both in the knowledge of the world, but in the knowledge of heaven's glory. Scientists of the spirit constantly experiment in all manner of cosmic experimentation, using resources from divine gifts and graces for the betterment of mankind and for the blessing of all souls. Cosmic dancing and drama occurs in great amphitheaters where song and opera expressing the divine arts occurs regularly for all to partake of. There is no competition as such, but cooperation is everywhere. Therefore, the great arenas of sports are now replaced as places where sons and daughters of God come to worship and to see the realization of the highest arts and sciences and their expression in the world of form. Television has now manifested its true purpose as a means of both communication and of sharing the highest expression of God's kingdom through drama, literature, and all the arts and sciences, as well as a great tool for ongoing education. The music of the spheres is heard by souls everywhere, as angelic choirs sing, and the radio stations now employ the voice of God, of many ascended beings, and you can attune to their frequencies and their discourses, rather than what was in the past simply a means of expressing all manner of human nonsense through the perversions of music that were a thing of the past. Various ascended beings from other systems of worlds regularly come to Earth to visit and share aspects of their home planets and stars with the evolutions of Earth. And in this great sharing, there is an expansion of consciousness of all upon Earth, because through this sharing, we grow. We become more compassionate. And we send emissaries to these other systems to learn more of what we may incorporate in our own world of that which is the highest expression of God's eternal light within these other systems. There are regular spiritual rituals that occur wherein hearts attune at various hours of the day, during various seasons and cycles, harmonizing their heart's fire with great celestial beings to share in the currents of cosmic fire for the blessing of the planet and for the channeling of that light across the galaxies for the blessing of all. This, blessed ones, is what is occurring upon a planet of enlightened beings even now in another system of worlds, and what may be that which can occur here on Earth, because you can help make it so through your love. Thy kingdom come on Earth as it is in heaven, were the words of the Master Jesus. Now you know what can be so. And through this meditation, together, even for 10 minutes, as we come together in our heart centers, let us hold this action of perfection for this planet, until one day it may truly be a reality.